this is the day that was brought forth through the activity of spiritual law. It is that spiritual law that is responsible for each and every new day. And this is a new day in which I awake in joy, because always there must be that joy, that bubbling, joyous feeling that each moment I live in a state of expectancy as a beholder, watching what God has to unfold and to reveal. And so this day I awake in joy. This day I realize that I am not acted upon by outside powers, because I am established in omnipotence. And in that omnipotence, in that all power, there are no other powers. There is no power from without that can act upon me. All power flows out from me, from the center of my consciousness. And it is a power of life, a power of love, a power of truth, a maintaining and a sustaining power that carries me through this day, held forever in the consciousness of omnipotence. So I fear nothing out here in the external, because there are no powers out here that can reach or touch that invisible consciousness which I am. There are no powers out here. There is only the claim that there is some power that can act to limit, curtail, hinder, or harm. But all power is within me, and it is a power of love. It is a power of life, renewing, restoring, and resurrecting. This day, I recognize the one and the only and the all power. Omnipresence. And therefore, in that omnipresence, the only presence I can ever meet throughout the day is that presence of God, the presence of love, the presence of peace, the presence of joy, the presence of infinity. This day, infinity is the measure of my being. For God is my being, unlimited and unfettered being. And in omnipresence, there is no presence to hurt, to injure, or to harm. This day, I am anchored and established in omniscience. And I know that the divine wisdom, which is the all wisdom, is ever present. And it is taking me every step of the way, and it knows where I should go and what I should do. And so today, I live as a beholder. And I am never the doer. I am the beer. A witness to God being as me, and God being as everyone I meet. And therefore, only the power of love can emanate from any person. And every person I meet is empowered from on high with love. I and my Father are one. And this day, I go forth in the realization that because of that oneness, I am inseparable from the Father. I am the divine creative principle of life, our one. And therefore, all the ideas, inspiration of the divine principle are mine this day. I am the divine love that holds this universe together, our one. And because of that oneness, I live in an atmosphere, a pure atmosphere of love, which can never be contaminated or polluted, because it is the purity of love. I am the truth that makes free, am one. I am one with all the truth that has ever been known, is known now, or ever will be known. It is all established within me, and I need only turn within to that truth, which is the truth that is necessary in each and every circumstance. The truth of oneness, the truth of one power, one presence, one wisdom, one life, one activity, one cause. And this truth is already embodied within my consciousness because of my oneness, my forever oneness with it. I and the divine wisdom are one, one and inseparable. And that wisdom is guiding me and directing me throughout the day, because throughout the day I am receptive and responsive to its impulse and to no other. I am the divine law which maintains the order of this spiritual universe, our one. And that law with which I am one, with which I am consciously united, and which is an integral part of my being, maintains order, a divine order throughout this day. I and the divine life are one, ageless, eternal, beginningless, and endless. And that life with which I am one is the invisible life which nothing can touch. I and the divine consciousness are one, and that divine consciousness, because of oneness, is my individual consciousness. And all that the divine consciousness is mine. Therefore, I go through this day with courage, confidence, and assurance, because I have all. And because I have all, I look to no man for anything this day. I look only to be a distributing center of that allness that is embodied within me. I have meat, an invisible substance, an invisible power. And the world knows nothing about it. It cannot see it. It can only see its effect. Because of my oneness with the Father, the divine consciousness, all that the Father has is mine. What is there to seek? What is there to desire? What is there to want? In that oneness is fulfillment. And I shall never find that fulfillment if I look out here in the world. But in my oneness, my conscious oneness, I am fulfilled, because it is the Father within, fulfilling itself as me this day, fulfilling this day as me, and giving unto me this day the glory of divine sonship. Published.